USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Negotiators from Congress and the White House are narrowing their differences on a sweeping $1 trillion plus economic rescue package. Talks went on through the evening last night and started once again early this morning as Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said everyone is working very hard to make this happen. Negotiations this morning launched with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senate Democratic Leader Schumer, and senators from both parties using McConnell's GOP offer as a starting point. Preliminary Senate votes are set for tomorrow. McConnell said the goal is passage by Monday. The GOP plan aims to pump billions into $1,200 direct checks to Americans and billions into small business loans to pay idled workers during the global pandemic. The White House President Trump welcomes the stimulus plan, believing it is needed to stabilize the economy. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The now-defunct presidential campaign for Michael Bloomberg is transferring $18 million in funds to the Democratic National Committee. The transfer does not qualify as a donation. Although the move is not illegal, it is possible due to the loophole that allows funds greater than the limit to be transferred from one campaign to another rather than donated. Bloomberg dropped out of the presidential race earlier this month and immediately supported Joe Biden. Bloomberg, a billionaire who self-funded his campaign, spent $500 million on campaign advertisement. Television shows are now donating medical supplies to the real-life emergency personnel who need them in the fight against the coronavirus. The outbreak in the United States has led to a nationwide shortage of medical supplies and calls for donations of items necessary to treat patients. The television show Grey's Anatomy has stepped up to provide gloves and gowns, while Station 19 is donating N95 masks to the City of Ontario Fire Department and a firehouse in Los Angeles. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former federal official stormed off a news channel interview. USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
The former director of FEMA under President Obama, Craig Fugate, was not happy with how his point of view on the coronavirus outbreak response was being characterized during an interview yesterday on MSNBC. He got up and left that live interview with anchor Katie Turr right in the middle of it.
Craig, you want to sit down and respond to this? I guess Craig has left.
In a tweet posted right after he left the set, Fugate apologized to anchor Turr and the MSNBC audience, saying, quote, "At the point that I'm not helping, it's time to step back," adding, "I was never good at the talking head thing anyway. This is too critical of a time to let emotions get in the way. My apologies to you and your audience." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Scripps National Spelling Bee now won't be held as scheduled because of the coronavirus, meaning years of preparation by some of the country's top spellers could go for naught. Scripps cited state and federal recommendations against large gatherings as it canceled plans to hold the contest during the week of May 24th. Scripps said it would try to reschedule for later this year, but did not commit to a new date. It is possible the Spelling Bee will not be held at all this year. The Scripps Spelling Bee began in 1925, and this year's, if it happens, would be the 93rd. The contest was not held from 1943 to 45 because of World War II. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.